splicing joints, and they must be able to resist both compression tests and tension stress. When the ground seal is firmly tied to the foundation, left joints or even straight butt joints can be used for splicing, since the footing that helps disperse the weight of posts provides secondary support. In addition to lap joints and butt joints, tendon joints and variations of tendon root joints are used to splice ground seals in Japan. However, it is necessary to make splicing joints only where the least stress will occur. Build a strong ground seal is often heard in Japan. Certainly, a great deal of earthquake damage can be prevented by doing so. There is no question that the standing parts of the structure are important, particularly its posts and the connecting joints and the beams. But if this base is weak, even with the strongest standing structure is weakened, with a very strong ground seal, the house is less likely to collapse, even if the ground opens during an earthquake. Although it is occasionally necessary, splicing posts or other vertical construction members is not recommended. In general, a post is subjected to stress on its vertical axis, and since wooden posts are purposely made very substantial, it is rare that one buckles under the stress of its load. However, if a post is spliced, a great deal of thought and care is required, since the splicing joint cannot transmit stress evenly and is liable to snap under even a small lateral force. When the lower part of the structure of a post or column has eroded and must be replaced, but it is not possible to remove and replace the entire post, underpinning is often used. In Japan, the conservation and restoration of very old buildings frequently requires underpinning of old posts. Many of the numerous joints devised for splicing posts are elaborate variations of the basic tendon joint. Further variations were devised especially for use in structures such as five-story pagodas, requiring extremely long timbers, which were very difficult to obtain, and a large variety of splicing joints were used. Oh, flagpoles were still made of wood. Various splicing joints were used to set posts on top of high stone bases. After such a render, the lower part of the post eroded less if rested on a stone foundation. Still, these elaborate, complicated splicing joints cannot provide reliable strength, and few modern carpenters possess the skill to fashion them. Thus, when a modern carpenter splices a post, he will reinforce the joint in some way with metal. But even a simple straight joint reinforced with metal is sometimes stronger than a complex splicing joint. Joinery can also be used to strengthen the framework. Members joined to the framework both above and below the floor, such as sills, lintels, and fittings, help to increase the strength and stability of the basic framework of the building. Although most of the roof lintels require and sliding windows are now largely optimal. They were originally functional, structural, and that strengthened the framework. To further strengthen the framework and make it more rigid, all the points are tied together with rails. One joint often used on such rails is a wedged half Dutch tail, either with a sort of through pin, as shown in figure 8, or blind, as shown in the drawing on page 120. When rails pass completely through the posts, as in figure 2, wedges are driven home from both sides of the post, and the rails are sometimes further secured with the drop in. In addition, if a mortise is cut in the bottom edge of the rail, the corresponding tendon inside the post will firmly anchor the rail. Because horizontal bracing alone does not give sufficient rigidity to a building, diagonal braces must be used. If one examines the wooden structures destroyed by earthquakes or the high winds of heavy typhoons, one finds that in many cases the splicing and connecting joints of the diagonal braces have snapped. I have never seen a building that collapsed because its beams and posts broke. It is therefore apparent that joints for diagonal bracing must be selected and fashioned with great care. Connecting joints for sleepers, joists, and posts can be quite complicated, particularly when two, three, or even four with intricate interlocking
join
a single pose. One, remember join the Sambhusashi is shown on page 105. A key or wedge, lock these joints because they can be so complex. Sometimes false are used instead of the Jin Rhyme. Tenants illustrated. Because such joints are rather weak and snap easily, reinforced in order to be useful. The roof. The Shibuchi. Or connecting joints. For the roof truss are very challenging because modified according to the surface area of a big roof. Pits and valleys of roofs often require complicated joints for the hip. Valley. Jack rafters. The principal rafter is simply ascending beam. Rises relative. The connecting joints. The principal rafter are the as those used for diagonal braces. The distribution of force is quite complicated. Square purlins are jointed to the principal rafter. Faces are not joined flat, but instead the purlins rotated about so that one of the corners is it to the normally cleats use attach the purlin. Distinctive feature of is that purlin are invariably placed directly on top of upright posts. Trusses are and illustrated on page 96. In constructing these trusses after the building framework, the posts and basic truss are erected first. Then the purlins are set in place, and last the are added. We can find structures, for example, the priests' living quarters in older temples in which all these posts tie together with rails, creating stunning examples. Rafter, when I, such work, can only admire the beauty of wood construction. Roof, rafter, all related. Appearance, design of the facade, a large variety of connecting joints, styles of properly brush, beautiful hip or hip dengue. Complicated operation, high honor for a carpenter, marking and cutting the connecting joints for hip rafters, shown on page 96, although it is occasionally necessary, splicing posts, vertical construction members, a post, to stress, vertical axis, wooden posts, purposely made very substantial. However, if a post is spliced, the grade and care is required. Since a splicing joint cannot transmit stress evenly, and is liable to snap under even a small lateral force. When the lower part of a post or column has eroded and must be replaced, but it is not possible to replace and remove the entire post, underpinning it is often used. In Japan, the conservation celebration of very old buildings numerous joints. Further variations, especially 5-story pagodas. Extremely long timbers. Obtain and a large splicing joints was used when flagpoles were still made of wood.
It's not a bug.
Various splicing joints were used to set posts on top of
50
high stone bases.
But is inside a chest?
After it was determined that the lower part
of
the post eroded less if it rested on a stone foundation, still complicated joints cannot provide reliable. Few modern carpenters possess the skills to fashion them. Thus, when a modern carpenter must place a joint, he will reinforce the joint in some way with metal. But straight, reinforced metal, stronger than a complex joinery, can also be used
to
strengthen the framework. Members join the framework, both above and below. Stability of the basic framework above. Although most of the equipment require sliding, chiefly originally functional structural members.
Vibration.
Make it more rigid. Tied together with rails. Figure 48, page 120. Figure 2, page 120. Figure 164, 45 degrees, a distinctive feature, characteristic trusses. Constructing these trusses after the building frame posts, basic truss, purlins are set. Occasionally, in older temples, in which all these posts have been timed, creating stunning examples of bare rafter construction. When I see such work, I can only admire the beauty of wood construction, because distribution facade construction. And it was a high honor for a carpenter to be given responsibility for marking and cutting the connecting joints. Like the upper surfaces of the ridge poles shown on page 96, the upper surfaces of the hip rafters are backed in what? Well, fashion joints, angled hip rafters, ridge pole,
will be
tie beams or wall plates. Quite complex, because the tie beams
Thank you. John Madden.
Hey, how are you, man?
We also performed with John. So.
Oh, cool. Thanks. Hey, man.
Shorto. In a bit, I'm gonna see you tomorrow and stuff like that.
I love this sort of structural connection. Oh, it's just such a great
story. Yeah, it's really fun to do. It's this thing that we can't take our eyes off the book, but we have to.
Yeah, well, that's what's so interesting. Yeah, because how do you listen to it and also read?
Yeah, that's right. And it's the end. So I stood for a bit. That's all right.
But it's always good if we see this because it looks, you know.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.